drugs and trouble and all kinds of things, first thought, best thought. Like, don't even try to understand what it is right
okay.
now.
Okay, yeah, yep. Yeah.
And then my daughter said to me the other day, she just turned to me and said, we saw a fox grab a rat right outside of Dunkin' Donuts on Christmas morning driving to see her dad. And she said, Mom, I think that you're that girl that, like, a hawk would, like, just come to you or land on you or communicate with you or something. And I think what she was trying to say is, I guess, you know, there's an independence or a kind of connection with the natural world that I feel, maybe, and mm-hmm. that I believe we're in conversation with the natural world all the time. So
I think so too.
I didn't understand it when it came, but I just went with it.
I think that's really cool.
Kind of unfold. Thank you.
So what's happening with the band? I mean, I know that you've been concentrating on playing out live a couple of gigs recently, but have you guys started to record anything, put anything down?
We're recording in January. That's our big goal. We've got to get some stuff down and out, and so we're going to record two songs, and we're really excited. We're not going to have any gigs until we do that show at the Burn, which we're just beside ourselves. We get to open from the Nerve Theaters.
I know, right? It's like, you know, somebody in there. Isn't that crazy?
I was like, what is happening? Because it's only our fourth gig, so I'm a little bit like, you know, those guys are like the most polished, slickest
Linda,
unit possible.
I'll just remind you, and you know, you and I will never forget, but when we saw them, you and I, we saw the Nerve Theaters, right? How crazy were we? Because we're just jumping around and like screaming for them because they're just so good.
Like screaming, I know. We were in complete fandom frenzy.
So much fun.
Everyone who was there.
I know. It was just a great gig for us and them.
Yeah, it was so meaningful, and to see Adam just shine so bright and bring just another whole layer of gravitas.
That's what he does.
And poetry. Yeah, it was like, it was such a perfect fit. I mean, they're already so strong, but he just elevated it. And when his road manager Bill reached out about opening for them, I was like, I was kind of dumbstruck. But it's a great opportunity, and we're just going to try to rehearse as much as we can before that show and do our best. You know?
Well, I plan to be there, plan to have some beer and french fries and sit there and enjoy you guys.
In our booth?
That's right. It is our booth. That's correct.
That sounds amazing. No, I thank you and Michael so much for all the support. Brian
Young,
heard him come on.
Yep.
All you guys. WMFO, I mean, really, Kirsten, you know, Something About the Women. It's just been...
We all love you guys.
Thank you. We love you, too. We couldn't do it without you.
Mm-mm. So, this was an interesting turn of things. I've been giving you guys, an option to sort of suggest a song that you want to hear. And you surprised me this afternoon, because you wanted to hear something by Bad Company, a real old-school track. Right, a real old-school track, I'll Feel Like Making Love. Explain. It's a great track, but how did that come to you for a request?
I don't know. I just love that band.
Yeah,
I've seen live a bunch of times, and I just thought it was a good kind of New Year's Saturday night. I mean, no, not Saturday night. What's tonight? Monday night.
It is Monday, yeah.
I'm on vacation this week, so
me too.
Track of time. But I know, it feels so good.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. Just thought it'd be a good late night, feel-good kind of number.
All right. Well, I'm going to play that song, and I'm going to thank you so much. It's always lovely to talk to you. I hope I see you in person soon. And
I'm sure we will.
All right. Well, thank you, Linda.
Thanks.
We're going to play your awesome request.
Happy New Year.
Take care,
everybody.
All right, Linda Viennes, everybody. And this is her awesome request, Feel Like Making Love, from Bad Company at WMFO.
About you, I think about love, darling. I don't live without you and your love. heaven, but they lay dying on the way. Feel like making, feel like making love, feel like making love, feel like making love, feel like baby. If I think about you, I think about love. Darling, if I live without you, I live without love. And if I had the sun and moon, and they were shining,
WMFO Medford.
Medford.
11:10.
11:10.
In the evening.
In the evening.
Stop it. I got to say, Linda, you know, yeah, that was a great request. And I, you know, it's we've been here since 8 p.m. doing this. It's with constant phone calls and whatever. Mm. It's like, yeah, cry me a river, yeah. Right? But look, we were like, you know, air guitaring in there, Mike singing at the top of his lungs.
That's right.
Thank you for that request, Linda. It was great. It was great to talk to you. And we'll do it again soon. And let's see, it is WMFO Medford, and we have our next guest. And a gentleman's name is Larry Newman, and he's not really, you know...
Not related to
not
you.
Not related to me, except way, way back. Yeah. Right, Larry? I mean, we're all like related way, way back, aren't we?
What's that?
We're all related way, way back, aren't we? I mean, you know,
oh, yeah.
Newmans. We're Newmans. We're Mishpocha somewhere way back there.
That's right. Wantsman.
That's right. How the heck are you doing? It's been a while.
All right. How are you?
Good, you know, because I'm back in this room. I'm back in Studio A. You know, it's just great to be
That's
back in
great.
Here.
Right.
I know. I didn't think I'd be back in here. So.
And Larry's a very busy person, too.
Oh, yeah. Us Newmans, we don't fool around.
That's right.
That's right. Yeah.
I've had a lot going on.
So tell us, Larry, what's going on with you?
So I played yesterday with Kenny Highland, with Kenny Highland's Air Force. I played bass with them, and at this this little place in Newburyport, the Newburyport Brewing Company, which is actually really nice.
Oh, wow.
So it's a venue that definitely, you know, musicians want to definitely call them up. They're doing Sunday matinee shows now, but, you know, they may be doing more than that. And there was a good crowd there, and
that's good.
People running the place really nice.
And they brew beer, too.
Yeah, that's right.
Right?
That's right. And for those of you who drink, they send you home with a six-pack.
Mm. Really?
For me, they sent me home with a six-pack of Coke because I'm not good with alcohol. I've had my fill for my life.
Yeah, so. I hear you. I hear you.
So, but it was a good gig, and we actually did the gig with Matt Painter.
Yeah.
Let's see. Coming up, January 8th. Preservation, which is the Kinks band.
Oh my God, Larry! I love when you do that. It's you know I've been to like what two shows that you did in the before times.
Yeah,
it was great.
Preservation is playing with the American Who sensation at the Midway on January 8th. So it'll be like two tribute bands playing together. Be like you're getting the Kinks and the Who.
Oh.
Which is a good. I think that's a Saturday night, if I'm not mistaken.
And where is that happening?
And that's at the Midway.
Oh man, I really want to. I got to do that.
Yeah,
I got to do that. Yeah, for folks that haven't seen Larry, especially with Preservation, the Kinks band, it's a trip.
Yeah.
You know, just watching you guys have so much fun because you love what you're doing. It's a love Kinks music too. It's just great the way that you just rip it up.
Yeah. And then I'm playing bass with Captain Easy Chord too, and we've got some stuff coming up. I think we have something in the middle of the month at the Cantab. The Cantab is reopened,
it's
and
back,
so anyway, I'm working on that, and I guess other than that, just trying to get the
Ace of Brebner.
Finally the second Ace of Brebner tribute CD, 21 tunes on this thing. I mean, it was 56 seconds short of not fitting on a CD.
Oh, God.
So you're getting a lot of music. There's a lot of neat stuff inside the package, and including a scantily clad or almost not clad picture of Jonathan Paley.
And is that... And what, is that supposed to make me want to...
In front of him.
Okay.
Yeah.
So as far as it almost not fitting on a CD, how close was that to, like, messing the whole thing up?
Like I said, it was like... Gary Soprano told me that...
You must have freaked out.
You know, we had, like, 56 seconds more that we could have put on it. That's all. But it... No, it worked. It worked well. Mm-hmm. I mean, earned a copy before we sent it off, you know, after it got mastered. Gary mastered it. I can only say amazingly good things about Gary. He's mastered both CDs for free and put in a huge amount of time, including he recorded Scott Barenwald's cut, Trapped Inside a Teardrop. And the great thing about that cut is that Kit Dennis, who was the bass player with the Inflictors, he played on it, and he got the track to play on it, and he's in Los Angeles. And then Artie Plummer played on it, and he's in Connecticut. So, like, the technology for, you know, having people be able to do this, you know, really got tested during COVID. I mean, the first CD, the first tribute CD was done before COVID, but all of this CD was done during COVID. And so it had to get sent back and forth from people's homes and then home studios to other studios. I did a lot of tracks in my own studio in my house. And then I sent a lot of them to Tom Hamilton in Peabody, his Lowell Street studio, and we mixed a certain amount of cuts there.
It's really something. So, I mean, I wonder how you compensate, because every room has its own sound quality. So
yeah, but a lot of this is being done direct. So
direct
so
in.
Some
yeah.
Of the, yeah, I mean, because the thing is, there are so many plugins that emulate, whether it be speaker cabinets or amplifiers, mm-hmm. or giving you a certain sound, that you really can accomplish what you want without necessarily miking amps. Now, there are certain people that are going to want to hear, you know, their amp, you know, the sound and whatever, and that's fine. But, you know, we were sort of up against a lot of barriers, and the more consistent, more cohesive we could make this, and people did some really great work. There were close to 60 musicians on this. You know, and there were about probably half as many on the first one. We had a really great show. It was kind of Shades of Something to Come. Justine Koval and I put this part of her Messed Around together with people that had played on the first and second CDs down at the Plow and Stars a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
And it was just packed. And, you know, I mean, everybody had to show vaccination cards and be masked and everything, but it was packed to capacity for 4 hours straight, and there were a lot of characters that came down. I mean, Stu Kimball came down and played with Robert Lane. Jimmy Harold, who owned the Rat, was down there to see the show. And
Mock Bell, was he there that night too?
Mock Bell was a guest of Justine's in the Mess Brown. Yeah, so Mock Bell and Robin Lane were the guests. In fact, I'll give a little promo. On the 16th of, I think it's the 16th of January, Kenny Highland and Tom Dupre of Captain Easy Chord, our keyboard player, are going to be the guests. And I'll be playing with both of them. And we'll have members of our band playing with both of them. So that should be a good show, too.
It sounds great. And, you know, as always, just remind us, you know, so that we can help you to promote it. Yeah, yeah.
Sure.
So, yeah. It's, you know, I don't know that a lot of people don't know, but we're talking about Asa Brebner, you know, who was a musical fixture around here forever. You know, obviously, you were good friends with him. Played with Robin Lane, the Chartbusters, had his own burgeoning solo career. And these projects we're talking about are basically Asa's friends coming together to record his music. That will help his remaining family survive. It's really, really quite a thing that you're doing. And you're executive producing the whole thing.
Yes.
It's very
and they're,
cool.
They're both out now. I mean, the second one just came out this past week. And if you go to my Facebook page, and it's the Larry Newman in Kittery, Maine, there are instructions as to how you can do it through either PayPal, Venmo, or... You know, if you feel like you want to send a check, you can send a check to me.
Yep.
We're selling them for $16 each, two for $25. So you could get the first one and second one for $25, or you could get two of either of them.
Yep. And as you said, it's packed with music.
and it's all going, every bit of the proceeds goes to Ace's Kids and... other. And so it's been great. The first one really did well to the point where we kind of have a fund where, you know, I'm sending them a certain amount every single month. And that's been going on for a good part of 2 years now.
That's the best. That's the best.
So, yeah. And it's a really good product. I'm very proud of it. I mean, it's every tune on it is one. You know, I have a few of my favorites on there, and then they're not necessarily the ones that I played on, but some of the people who I think did an amazing job, Emily Grogan, and my friend Stevie Rosenbaum from San Diego. Aces, I Want the Streets, and the Darlings do a great version of Break My Own Heart. I mean, it's a real honky-tonk, old-time country version. And then a very large collection of musicians does Voodoo, which was a tune that Asa did all the way back to Mickey The Miz with Mickey Clean, and then his anthem, Jex on Drugs. Jonathan Paley took that one, and that's a he did a great job. I think he played everything in that.
Fantastic.
So I'm real happy about it, and I thank you for having me on.
Well, let's play two of those songs that you mentioned. We've queued up the great, beautiful track from Emily Grogan called I'm Going Home, and we've queued up the Darlings, Break My Own Heart. So, Larry, I'd like to play those two so that people can hear what we're talking about. And first of all, sure. Ace's songs, you're starting with those. And as I said, these are his friends covering his songs for that reason. So let's do that. Let's start with Emily Grogan and I'm Going Home. And this is WMFO in Medford.
There's a place where I can go to get there fast, you must walk real slow. Imagination running wild. I remember when I was a child. I'm going home with the headlights on. The sky is bright and the motor is warm. I'm going home and I feel alright. And I've been talking to you all night. Well, I saw old friends down at Veterans Hall. I forgot some names, but I knew them all. Some were married and some burned out. Some remembered dreams we had spoken about. I'm going home with the headlights on. The sky is bright and the motor is warm. But I know she never did. When I see her now, she acts so strange. But in my mind, she hasn't changed. I'm going home with the headlights on. The sky is bright and the motor is warm. I'm going home. Talking to you all night.
to stay with you. I feel that we must part.
Wait, baby, don't go.
Baby, 'cause I know you're just a loaded gun pointed at my heart.
Though I'd do anything it takes to hold and have you, I'm gonna break my poor old heart so you won't have to.
Baby, though I'd really like to stay with you, I'd soon be on my own.
Gonna try a preemptive strike.
It's WMFO, Medford. Larry Newman, that was wonderful. Great stuff. Right?
Yeah. I'm very pleased with it.
Yeah, Emily Grogan with I'm Going Home, just excellent. And the Darlings doing Break My Own Heart, both from the second incarnation of I Am Not Gone, the tribute to Asa Brebner. It's terrific stuff.
Yeah, the first one is actually Garrett... Vandermolen and I were working on it last week. The first one is up on Bandcamp, and people can purchase the whole CD on Bandcamp, but the second one will probably be up this week. But the easiest way is to go to the page, and you know, either you can do it through PayPal or Venmo, and I'll send it directly to you. So...
Okay, so it's just so people know on
Aces Music Live.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I just wanted to say, if like you said, you're going to have people check on Facebook. It's Larry Newman, N E W M A N, and it's the one from which place in New Hampshire?
Kittery, Maine.
Kittery, Maine. Right. Yeah. Sorry, I kind of conflate the two. All right. Well, Larry, it's always awesome to talk to you. I wish you a happy New Year. And
thank you.
And we'll come see you play for sure. Can't wait.
All right.
Take care, Larry. Talk to you soon.
Thank you, sir. And we'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
All right. Bye. All right. It's WMFO. It's a little after 11:30 in the evening. And, we've been doing this for a little while. And we are back. And we've got yet another mic.
Yes.
As if two of us... weren't enough. We have a
Mike to the third power.
We have a Michael Galper on the phone. Is that correct? Is that who you are? What's up with you?
Well, I guess it depends. I guess if you listen on to Marston Radio, you'll know me as Michael Jack. Good evening, everyone. How are you? It's Mike and Mike.
Yeah, yep. It's very nice to hear from you as well. And you're just like Adamson, you're on Marston Radio. And
I am.
I think that you tell us a little bit about your history being a DJ, because I think you've been doing this for a long lot of years and right, a long time.
Well, I go back to probably there was college back in 77. Oops, dating myself. And then once out of college, so I did a couple of years in college, and then out of that, I did some volunteer stuff over at BCN and COZ, and was on for about 2 years at the precursor to FNX, which was LYN-FM.
Okay, yeah.
And then left the industry for about 40 years.
Oh.
And came back.
Just a quick little switcheroo, I see.
It's quick little switcheroo. You know, I figured, let's see, radio or eating? Tough choice. But
I went with
eating, and it worked out. It worked out fine because I came back 40 years later and having a grand old time doing Mark Skin Radio.
Yep, and so did Mark Skin Radio find you, or did you find it? If you know what I mean.
We mutually found each other. It was a dark and stormy night. No, it was dimly lit rooms and candlelight.
For God's sakes, we
kind of found each other in some way. It was all done through connected through the former WBCN for Clone Rock online station. Because for those of you who don't know, I'm down here. Enough as it is, I'm down here in Northern Virginia. I'm just outside our nation's capital, but I'm from the Boston area. I lived, I grew up there. I was born and raised in the Boston area. I grew up there and been down here for about 20 years. And online is only I could hear BCN and BCN Preform Rock. And Chris and I, Mr. Johnson, our emperor of experimental, our master of preform, he and I just got to know each other through Facebook and the communication and the thread there, and he said, he kept trying to get me to come over, and I said, wait, I'm redoing my basement. After I finish redoing my basement, I'll do that. And he was giving me a hard time for about 3 years, and finally said, okay, my studio is ready. I'm ready to go.
So you finally did it.
And I finally made the leap, and it's been such a wild and fun ride ever since.
Yeah, I can only imagine.
I can only say I've been listening all evening, and I wanted to say this is clearly, truly a Mega Mike Monday. There's just no.
There's just so many of us.
So many of us on here, and then of course you and I did. We were doing when you were at Mark's game. We were doing the Mega Mike Saturday thing, which we still do. We still have fun with it. We talk each other up, which is good.
Yep.
And it's just all been so much fun. And yep. I want to thank you, first of all, for allowing me to come on and say hello and wish everybody happiest of holidays and a grand new year. And hopefully all is turning in the right direction as we go forward into 2022.
I sure hope so. And tell everybody when they can hear. I mean, you're on like all the time, but when can people hear you on markscreenradio.com?
Yeah, I am sort of. It's Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, and it's always 4 p.m. I am Mr. 4 p.m. I do 2 hours on Wednesday, 2 hours on Fridays and Saturdays. I go for three. Because why not?
Because why not, exactly.
Because why not? In fact, I come just before Kirsten, and I come just before Adam.
Well, it's a good position to be in. I know that you know that.
I do. And, I got to say, we had a good time. I came up to visit back in the summertime. When we did the Herder Park concert,
yeah,
and it was great to finally meet everyone in person and everyone up there. And I heard a rumor. Do you want to hear a rumor?
I love rumors.
So do you love a little scuttlebutt?
Please.
I hear tell that Martian Radio is going to rebroadcast, do the first rebroadcast of the Herder Park concert.
Heard that rumor too.
Shortly, it's even more than a rumor. Yes, the Grand Poobah has let the word out to us here that that's going to happen.
Well, I hope so.
I don't have the exact date, but it's coming soon.
Well, it was a great performance.
Keep your eyes open.
It was a great performance.
Outstanding.
Outstanding, yeah.
Outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
The performance was outstanding. The sound was outstanding. The atmosphere. Just the vibe of the whole place.
That place is just great.
Just wonderful. It was great.
So yeah, I agree. I love Herder Park. I'm surprised that you know, we didn't know about it beforehand as far as a venue, but it's a great place, and they really, you know, they were dying to play together. They had only done it on recordings. They had never played live before, so that was a really special night.
And they were all just a thrill to see live. It really was.
Definitely.
That some of us arrived by boat. That was kind of fun too.
Well, that was you and your lovely wife.
Yeah. Me and my lovely wife and a few friends of ours.
Yeah,
kind of fun.
It was very nice.
It almost didn't happen.
But it did in the end.
It did. I mean, in the end, it did. We were so worried about thunderstorms and storms and other rain coming through, and we're like, "Oh God, it's just going to come off." It did.
Everything
just cleared. It was wonderful.
It was. It was great to see you too in person. That's the first time that you and I saw each other in person.
It was the first time. Then we went to that bagel shop and we had such a grand time.
The bagels.
Bagels. Like a good bagel.
I know. It's the lifeblood.
I know. Anyway, we wax Jewish.
We do. So listen, let's get to your requests.
Okay.
I don't know why I couldn't find the Dave Charles one, but I'll keep looking. But you said, can you play some Shanghai Lows and some Muck in the Mire? So I'm going to do that.
That's cool.
And then we'll come back and say bye and think about bagels, and that'll be it.
Excellent.
All right. Everybody enjoy Michael Galper's or Michael J's picks, starting off with Boston Shanghai Lows at WMFO in Medford.
I had
couple of great requests there from Michael Galper. Yeah. We heard two local Boston area bands, Sway Little Player by the Shanghai Lows, and Take Me Back to Planet Earth, which is heard by Muck and the Myers. Thanks, Mr. Galper.
Thank you, Mr. Galper.
That was good stuff.
I was hooked on those two the first I heard them.
Absolutely, absolutely. So
great picks.
So everybody, markskinradio.com. You can go and find out what all the DJs on, including Michael Galper and Adam Signori and all the rest of the gang. Again, markskinradio.com. And Mike Galper, thank you so much. It was awesome to talk to you.
Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it. And great to talk to you guys as well.
Okay. Take care. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Right, see ya. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, it's Mike and Mike, and we have our next guest here.
We have the Mighty Slim Bassam from WMBR.
Hey Slim, how you doing?
You're there.
How you doing?
Good. Calling live from a barge in Sausalito, and I'm at a blues jam. I'm grateful to be talking to you. Grateful to hear some DJs back in the studio.
Yes.
It's the best.
We're hoping someday to have you back in.
Well, 2022 is right around the corner, and you know, I come for an annual visit until I'm no longer able to. So I'll definitely be back in 2022. Yep.
I'll always
have a blast coming home and seeing a billion old friends. Mm.
And you had a long stay on Lost and Found and WMBR. Is that correct?
Yes. I was at the station for 20 years. I didn't do a show consistently for 20 years. I did 18 years of Zappadon specials. Of course, Zappadon is the dates between when Frank was born and when he died. He died December 4th, and he was born December 21st. So in between that time of December 4th and December 21st, similar time period with that Jerry Garcia when he was born and when he died. For Garcia, they called it the Days Between, which is named after a Grateful Dead song. For Zappa fans, like Ramadan, it's called the Zappadon. So for 18 Zappadons in a row, I did Zappa special. So
wow,
we can't wait to see you back here again.
Cool. I'm looking forward to coming back. Hopefully everything is all good in the hood at MFO, and I'm sure it feels great to be back in the studio and be on an actual mic instead of talking into a computer or whatever you remote guys do. And
yeah, it's no fun at all doing recorded stuff.
We can swear at a computer.
Yeah. Someone once said, "Well, you know, I look forward to hopefully being able to do a show in person." In back at WMBR when I come for this year's annual visit, and someone said, "Why don't you just record a show and mail it in?" I said, "Because that's, you know, half the fun is, you know, being there and, you know, in the record library."
Man, so true.
God, I remember.
Thanks for having me on your show.
I remember the first when I left Boston in 2014, I could actually read the albums. Yeah. When I came back 7 years later. You know, I got older, my eyes deteriorated, and I needed reading glasses in order to read the song titles. It was pretty funny. So,
well, we thank you for calling in. We're getting up against the hour, but I appreciate you calling in. And when you come back, hopefully we'll be able to have you in studio.
All right. All the best. Happy New Year to you and the crew at MFO.
Happy New Year to you as well.
Thank you, Bassam, for calling in. Keep it going, Mighty Slim.
All right. Peace. Yeah.
See you.
All right. Who else we got here?
Well, you know, it's going to be Kirsten and Sean,
yeah.
But they're not on the phone yet, so it's just us. So, Kirsten and Sean, if you're listening, you could call. Oh, there's somebody calling now. All right, let's see how this works with live radio. WMFO, who's this?
It's Kirsten.
Hey, Kirsten. How are you?
Hey.
We call you.
I'm well.
The mighty What's lady that? From WMFO and Mark Skin.
It feels very weird calling into the station where I normally answer these calls.
Yep.
Also, Kirsten helps me with Boston Rock, and you do a great job.
Oh, thank you. This has been such a great show. I've really enjoyed every single moment of it.
We can't even tell. It's so hectic in here.
Oh, I think we got our second component here.
I think we very well might.
Also, on Facebook, helps you know.
Oh, Sean, it looks like you have the radio up.
I'm a bad host, I'll tell you. I'm sorry. For somebody who does the engineering, I'm such a bad host. I didn't think you'd cut me in so quick.
You are. So that's Sean Provencher and Kirsten Chervinsky are both on the line.
Okay,
you guys.
Sean, you're at WMWM. You do bootleg radio?
Allegedly, yes. That is correct.
And you're one of the engineers with Bob Donovan behind the WMFO, WMWM, Moxie, and Live Day.
Yes, I am. Many people won't recognize me, and that's for a reason. I do one show a week here at WMWM, and I do all the behind the scenes stuff at Live Day. And I must say, the timing on these calls has been way off. You need a great producer. You need somebody like Kirsten in there to really nail the.
That's what she does best.
That is really
thinking that you were pretty much right on time all show. I was keeping track. It was looking good.
You're too kind. You're too kind. And Kirsten.
I don't know. You give him too much credit.
Yep. And Kirsten, you're a DJ in your own right, right here at Markskin Radio. You're one of the Something About the Women. And on Markskin Radio, you do your own show. Is it every Tuesday night at 6?
It's Wednesdays.
Wednesdays.
And I got to increase my time to 2 hours. And it's so funny going from 90 minutes to 2 hours because now I think, how did I ever do a 90-minute show? That's not enough time.
It's not enough time. No.
No. But Something About the Women, I listened to that show for so many years before I was on air. And in 2016... Sue announced that they were looking for more DJs for that show and they would train. And I thought, this is crazy, but I'm going to do this. And I sent them in a whole resume about any radio work that I had done and the bands that I had been following, and they let me on air.
Yep, and I'm glad they did. It's just been a storied kind of thing after that, right? It's just been awesome.
Yeah, it's been awesome. Hi, Sean. I didn't even get to say hi to you yet.
Hello, it's good to hear from you. I haven't seen you since, Medford?
Herder Park. Park.
Oh, that's right. You're in Herder Park.
Yeah, mm-hmm. By the way, it turns out that on Markskin Radio, we're going to air that show. So that's pretty exciting.
I thought we did air it live. I was pretty sure we aired that live.
Well, no, we're going to re-air it.
Oh, okay. I was a little confused there for a second.
But we're going to cut all the mention out of the
child.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. So listen, you guys, we are up against the clock, so I want to make sure that we get to the requests that Kirsten wanted us to play. We have three of them, and they're in a particular order for sure. So, Kirsten, do you have anything to say about why you chose these three songs? I know they're all kind of holiday-tinged jingle kind of things.
Can you hear this?
Yes, I can.
It's my idea of the holidays. It's the jingle set. And as anything, expect the unexpected, because they may or may not be traditional jingle bell holiday songs. But a couple of them are from local musicians. So the version of Jingle Bells is from the recording Hark, Wintry Songs in 11-2-part Harmony. That is a love child of Jennifer Kimball. And other people who are on there are Rose Pellizzani, Laura Cortese, Brittany Haas, just a really, really great recording and one that I pull out each year. And then there is a song, Jingle Jack, right?
Randy Black.
Yeah, and so you will hear that is actually a recording from one of the Back Porch Carousel events, and it might be the only, well, I know we have Larry's vocals in there because he was the MC, but his vocals are in this particular track. So I thought that was also super fun.
Yep. And the first one is by Honey and the Bees.
That is correct.
Jing, jing-a-ling. Nothing to say about that one?
I think the song will say it all. It was okay. A request that I had gotten last week when I did my holiday show from Chris Burble. And so that was really fun. He is a listener of Markskin Radio, so always fun to get a request, as we know, with DJs.
It totally is. All right, let's spin these three tracks, you guys, and if you'd be nice enough to hang on, we'll come back and chat for a sec afterwards as well. All righty?
Fantastic.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, you guys. It's WMFO.
I'm going to play this because Larry loves it. It's called Jingles Jack.
Oh, yeah!
Jack was rough around the edges, spent his time alone. Never felt like he was wanted. 13 foster homes. He didn't want to test him. He learned karate early on to guard against the bigger kids who said he didn't belong. He knew the score too well and wished he could forget. His daddy was a myth, someone he never met. He's a janitor at the high school now, and he plays the cards he's dealt. The kids all call him Jingles, clump of keys hanging off his belt. Someone on his side, what's so hard about that? It happens every day, like putting on your hat. Someone on his side, why wasn't anybody game? Was he really that much trouble, or were they just that lame? Didn't mind the whispers about the eye patch or the scars. He came by them honest one night neath smoky stars, with the neighbor's house ablaze when the propane tank blew. Through the flames he saved the children. One was five and one was two. Someone on his side, what's so hard about that? It happens every day, like putting on your hat. Someone on his side, why didn't anybody care? He never asked for much, just for someone to be.